15, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Carl.
Lee and Jim are sitting right beside me here, and their comment is they don't really want to ask very many questions and perturb the debriefing a week from now, but they do just have a couple. And the first one concerns a unique crater close to Scarp, which you described as having about a 40-meter diameter with a very soft rim. And the texture of the material in it was, instead of being fine angular fragments, was more in the form of clods. They'd like to know a little bit more, if possible, about its location relative to Scarp, and any other comments you can make about the particular uniqueness of this crater.
Okay, stand by one. Okay, Houston, I guess our answer to that is that we had interpreted that particular crater as being Scarp. Perhaps it wasn't. Perhaps we were near Scarp and that was a somewhat smaller crater. But I guess, as we remember it, that was the one we had called Scarp. And it was, I believe, the only crater we really sampled as we approached Ram Crater and the terrace there. And that particular crater had very soft, it's extremely soft, and all the fragments, the apparent fragments, were very frangible. They just fell apart like dirt clods. And we did sample some. And we had a discussion, I think, at the time, and I guess we still don't exactly agree relative to the amount of glass that was present in the fragments. Jim seems to think there was a fair amount, and I don't remember any in particular. But it was a fairly uniform crater. And all the debris around the crater, as I remember, there was something like 20% or so of angular frags. All of it apparently would break apart very easy. And there were no solid fragments that we could see or distinguish. Of course, everything is covered by dust. And we did sample some. And I guess that's about the size of it. Is there anything more specific you'd be interested in?
Dave, this particular crater sounds more and more interesting to the people down here, and I guess the next question is, was there anything about the crater, its shape, or anything else that would lead you to think it had a different origin than most of the other impact craters?
its depth to diameter ratio was about par for the course up there, and it had a slightly raised rim, and the rim may have been somewhat higher than others, but I wouldn't be able to distinguish that specifically. It was a rather standard appearing crater until we walked up onto the rim, and it was extremely soft. And of course, we only sampled one edge of the rim there. We didn't get any circumferential sampling on it, so that might have been a unique part, but it looked pretty uniform all the way around.
Roger.
And we did get the appropriate photographs plus a PO at that site, which I think when we go over during the debriefing, perhaps we can extract some more of what we saw. As you remember, at that particular time, we were pretty well hustling, and we didn't have a chance to do much looking at the maps as we got there.
They say that's great. Thanks a lot.
Okay, anything else?
Hey, Dave. You've done a lovely job. You just don't know how we're jumping up and down here.
Well, that's because I happen to have had a very good professor.
A whole bunch of them, Dave.
That's right. As a matter of fact, so many of them, it's just hard to remember it all, but we sure appreciate all you all did for us in getting us ready for this thing. And I'll tell you, I think Jim and I both felt quite comfortable when we got there about looking around and seeing things. I just wish we had more time, because believe me, there's an awful lot to be seen and done up there.
Yeah, we think you defined the first site to be revisited on the moon.
Well, as we go around in lunar orbit here, I can look down and I can just spend weeks and weeks looking, and I can pick out any number of superb sites down there, which would take you several weeks to analyze on the surface. There's just so much here, to coin a phrase, it's mind-boggling.
Beautiful, Dave. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir, and I hope someday we can get you all up here. I think we really need to have some good professional geologists up here. And as a matter of fact, good professional scientists of all disciplines, not only in lunar orbit, but right on the surface, because you all would just really have a field day with your backgrounds and what you know. There's just so much to be gained up here.
Great, Dave. Thanks a lot.